Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into OpenAI's latest bombshell, their brand spanking new agent functionalities unveiled in their recent live stream. Buckle up, folks, it's going to be a wild ride.
Oh, I'm practically buzzing with excitement. They dropped a whole arsenal of tools, especially for building those super smart agents. But what exactly do they mean by agent anyway?
Right? They nailed the definition. A system acting independently to tackle tasks on your behalf. Not just autonomously, mind you, but with tools, memory, and that core model magic. It's like having a digital butler, but way cooler.
So spill the tea. What kind of tools are we talking about?
Okay, so first up is Operator, the web browsing wizard, although it seems a bit glitchy still. But then there's Deep Research, absolutely mind-blowing, generates detailed reports on anything. I'm using it constantly. It's a game changer.
No way, I gotta check that out. But wait, what about the models behind all this?
Ah yes, they emphasize that the models themselves are ready. It's the surrounding infrastructure that needs work, things like MCP servers and local environments. Think Manus. It excels at code execution, directory creation, all that jazz. OpenAI's new tools are building blocks for similar awesomeness.
I see. Interesting. So it's like giving developers the Lego bricks to build their own Manus-style agents?
Precisely. And they're streamlining the process with a shiny new API and open-source SDK. No more cobbling together different APIs. It's all in one neat package.
So what are these magical tools? Is it just web browsing and research?
Oh, there's more. A web search tool powered by a fine-tuned model, which is amazing for accuracy. Then there's a file search tool for your private data with metadata filtering for super efficient searching. And, get this, a computer use tool. Control your computer, virtual machine, even legacy applications all through the API.
Whoa, that's like next level automation. So how does this new responses API actually work?
It's similar to the completions endpoint, but way more powerful. You give it instructions, specify the tools, and bam. It handles multiple tool calls and model turns in a single response. They demoed a personal stylist assistant, pulling user preferences, searching the web for nearby stores, even making purchases.
Wait, making purchases? That's a little scary, no?
Well, yes and no. It's definitely a powerful tool, but it needs proper guardrails. Think of it like a self-driving car. Amazing potential, but safety first.
Got it. What about the agents SDK? Is that something new too?
It's a rebranded, production-ready version of Swarm. It helps manage multiple agents, orchestrate their actions, and even debug with a super slick tracing UI. And the best part? It's open source.
Wow, OpenAI is really going all in on agents. This is huge.
Absolutely. They're betting big on 2025 being the year of the agent. And with tools like these, I think they might be right. This is just the beginning, folks. So much more to come. That's all the time we have for today. A huge thanks to everyone listening. We'll be back next week with more exciting tech news and discussions. Until then, stay nutty.
Goodbye.